Chapter 4. What then will we see that Abraham, our forefather, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, the pay is not counted as a gift, but as an obligation. But to him who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Even as David also pronounces blessing on the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works, happy are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Happy is the one whom the Lord will not charge with sin. Is this blessing then pronounced on the circumcised, or on the uncircumcised also? For we see that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it credited? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was in uncircumcision, so that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they be in uncircumcision, that righteousness might also be credited to them. The father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had in uncircumcision. For the promise to Abraham and to his descendants that he should be heir of the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of no effect. For the law works wrath, for where there is no law, neither is there disobedience. For this cause it is of faith, that it may be according to grace, to the end that the promise may be sure to all the descendants, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. This is in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls the things that are not, as though they were, who hoped in spite of hopeless circumstances, with the result that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so will your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, looking to the promise of God, he did not waver through unbelief, but grew strong through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was credited to him as righteousness. Now it was not written that it was credited to him for his sake alone, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up for our trespasses, and was raised for our justification.